Okay.
My name is Audrey Buterian Larson. I am a 20-year-old from Malacca, Minnesota, and I'm attending Augsburg University studying God knows what. I don't know what I'm studying yet, but I'll find it out potentially on the river. I'm here on the river semester and going all the way down to the Gulf, which is one of the more exciting things I've ever done.
What's the second most exciting thing you've ever done?
The second most exciting thing I've ever done is probably either making a movie with my cousin or going on a 3-month road trip.
It's sort of similar.
Yeah.
And so why did you want to do the river trip? I mean, is that the answer? Because it's the most exciting thing you've ever done? Or is there something you want to learn or something you want to get out of it?
I have no particular expectations for what I want to get out of it. And I think that that is different than most people. Everyone else seems to have a very clear idea of the things that they want to achieve or get out of this experience. But I just am interested in wherever it may flow. And then I came on the river semester. My mom was on the river semester for a week last year as a professor. And she learned about it then. And I never thought that that was an option for me or anyone really. It just seemed like this weird concept that didn't really apply to anyone's life. And then I was thinking about transferring from a community college, and Joe emailed my mom that there were spaces, and immediately I had to answer in like 3 days, and it was not really a question, and I signed right up. Yeah.
Why did you think that? If your mom had already done it?
I don't know. It just felt like I don't know. It didn't really feel like there was any. It felt like a closed off sort of experience that was a one time thing. And it didn't feel like there was a recurring role in Augsburg. And I didn't know much about Augsburg. So it didn't have a very big part of my thought process when thinking about schools or anything. And I don't know. I don't know why it didn't, but yeah.
I'm wondering if you didn't come on the river trip with like a specific goal in mind or something you wanted to get out of it, is there anything that you feel like you've discovered so far? Or anything that surprised you?
So much. Everything is not what I expected in the best way and also hard ways. But, yeah, I didn't know that there would be all of these changing parts. I thought that it would be field station and then the, like, 6 static people would paddle to the next one, and then field station with a bunch of people. But this aspect of everyone coming and paddling together, in a lot of ways, in some ways, is difficult because I really like all of the people, and then I love them, and then they leave, and then I meet new ones, and then I love them, and then they leave. But in the same way, I've met so many people and made so many connections that I didn't expect to make, assuming that I would just meet them at the field station and then move on. So that's been a really nice surprise and something I didn't expect to happen. And I don't know, I didn't expect the scenery of specifically of the river to change as much as it did. I had never experienced the headwaters, even though I lived in Minnesota my whole life. And that was not at all close to the image that I had expected of the headwaters, in that it was a tiny, thin, winding, meandering river surrounded by tall grasses, and it felt like we were immersed in this time where we didn't see a house for like 4 days, and it could have been any time in the whole world. It felt like it hadn't changed from the first time anyone set foot on it until now. And that was a feeling I don't think I've ever felt anywhere else. And I know that it's probably not true, and it's been changed, of course, by people, and it's been rebuilt to look like that, but it was a fascinating experience to feel that way.
I wanted to ask you, because it's been quite a serious couple of days of, like, you know, people worrying about the politics of the trip and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of this is also just, like, a fun trip.
Yeah.
You know, and you really embody that, for me anyway. Meaning, it's also okay to not be, like, to be concerned with things, but then also, like, treat them with levity, mm-hmm. you know, and lightness and stuff. And so it's maybe a question about, like, how do you feel about the kind of way that the river trip gets all this stuff piled onto it? Like,
yeah.
As you just mentioned, like, you know that's not true, but you sort of, it's still nice to think through the process of feeling that way anyway.
Yeah.
And whatever, even though, you know, somebody's going to come with a big historical story.
Yeah.
And ruin your fucking dream.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Ah, that's a great question. It's been complicated to balance that, because there is a lot of weight in, especially in the field stations and the conversations that happen there, where it seems like either what we're doing is having no relation or bearing to anything that's happening in the real world, or what we're doing isn't focusing on the greater issues that actually are applying to real people in the real world. And it's been strange to be in this place where everyone seems to think the same and talk the same, and there's no other voices being heard or opinions being heard. And it's hard. I grew up in a place where I was the only one with this opinion, not actually the only one, but I was the minority with an opinion of left-wing or liberal or any of those words even entering my mind. And they all, it was my whole life of fighting everyone and debating, and it was so irritating and difficult. But now I'm in a place where I feel like it's been a year since I've argued with anyone or been with people who think differently than me. And I miss it, because I'm just surrounded by everyone who thinks the same and just piles their same beliefs on top of their same beliefs. And I don't know. I just realized the other day that that's how I was feeling. And I never thought I would feel that way, because it seems, I, of course, like hearing things that I agree with, but it's just so much, so many things that I agree with, and there's no one saying anything that I disagree with. And that's difficult. I never thought it would be difficult, but I've had to figure out how to hear the same things over and over, and in different ways, and in the same way.
Do you feel like you could go back to, I don't know, what happened a year ago?
I don't know, specifically.
You said you it's been a year since you've been surrounded by people, but
I just haven't been home in a place where, it was probably more than a year. It was probably in high school when I would sit next to whoever, conservative Trump supporter, and we would talk about how America is fucked in different ways, and he thought that women are stupid and they have no rights to their bodies, and I thought, well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and then we would argue, and it was so fun, but also not great. It was very difficult. But it was a good... I'm so thankful for growing up in that environment, because if I had grown up in this way, how would I ever relate to those real people who believe those real things that I never considered real when I lived there, because it just seems dumb to me. But it's not dumb. And it's their real feelings and how they exist in the world, and I've come to appreciate that as much as I can.
Brilliant. It's really like, I asked the question probably selfishly because we were talking on the way back last night about it. Just sometimes you get actually tired of the style of like super earnest, like really, you know, it's like, yeah, it's really important, you know, mm-hmm. and it is, but it's like, it's demotivating.
Yeah.
A lot of the times you just, also like the river tour must feel like that because it is a hell of a lot of fun to canoe.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're like, okay, yeah, that's, I really just, your story about like seeing this space as kind of this, it's probably never changed, and then you have to go to this lecture where someone tells you it did. It's
yeah.
like this continuous deflation.
Yes, here I am, I just did this thing. What you did wasn't that great. Okay, awesome, that's okay.
But I think we're all trying to figure it out because it like makes it difficult sometimes to engage because you're just like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes everything that you feel like the solid ground around you just disintegrates as you realize that everything you see and everything you understand in fact isn't what you think it is.
Yeah, that happened like 3 times yesterday at different points, which is good, and I didn't expect that to happen either coming to these field stations, because I don't know why, but I came in with an idea of what would happen, and a lot of it did. And a lot of things were different, but that has surprised me the most out of anything, that I can walk into a talk and have a way that I've thought my whole life, or a specific ideology that I've held, be challenged and change, and I think that's really important. And that's a positive that I've taken out of these field stations.
The other thing what you said made me think about is that, like, you know, this, I was freaking out yesterday about just how many little in-groups and out-groups have been forming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People are kind of getting these lines of solidarity with each other, and it's weird somehow. Everyone kind of just doesn't know each other.
Yes.
It's just amazing how fast that happens. It's like very human. You know?
Yeah.
And what you said there was neat, that there's... Like, it must also feel like on the river when you're paddling that it's a little disconnected from real life and real world.
Yeah.
But then that's, of course, how the academics also feel.
Yeah.
They're all super paranoid that they're not relevant enough. Because the action of paddling a river is no more real as a political action or like a helpful thing. It's also quite indulgent.
Yes.
To just pick up and be able to do that. And,
yeah.
You know, so I just never thought about it like that before.
Me neither.
We're all kind of pointing at each other like, what I'm doing is more hardcore than you.
Yes.
I don't know. It's all kind of just choices we've made.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
was just talking.
Sorry. No,
one of the conversations
right.
Jamie and I were having last night on our way home, was like what it means on a personal level to keep walking through these doors of a new layer of understanding, or having that second floor fall away beneath you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you'd thought about that very much. Like you said, it's been a year since you argued for me.
I was an idiot when I was 20.
life's work essentially that they've condensed down into this program. And I'm just wondering if your own personal journey leaving your hometown, and how does it feel? Do you feel like hungry to learn more? Is it uncomfortable? Like, how does it feel for you as Audrey at this moment in your life and everything that's going on in the world?
That is a great question. It feels difficult because I haven't grown up in a space where people talk this way or have this language of academia and rhetoric, and that's been hard to get used to. But watching them speak so passionately about these topics and these specific things that I've never even considered is fascinating. And it's hard for me to fathom ever getting to a point where I have so much knowledge in one specific area like they do. So it's interesting to just listen to them and see how much work they've put into these specific, like, land trusts or giving land back to the Native American indigenous community, and that is your whole goal. And that is not something that I experienced in Malacca. It's very much like, I teach all of social studies and art, and there's not specificity in anyone's field. And I think that is something to adjust to and get used to for me, but also makes me so intensely intrigued and passionate about these different topics, and that hopeful that I can find a topic that excites me that much. And every time I go into these, I get more and more excited by that possibility, because I've never known specifically what I want to do, but they just make it so exciting and interesting, and I feel like there's going to be one of these things that clicks in my brain and is what I want to do with my life. And there's like an expectancy that I have now that is just simmering there every time I come into these places, and I'm really excited to see where that leads. And that, I don't know, that's a new feeling. I've always felt like, it's fine, everything will work out, and I'll do what I do, and I'll take up little projects here and there. But this is seeming like a new path is opening and possible for me in a way that it wasn't before. And I have not said that, and things are just coming out of my mouth that are new and are true, and I haven't articulated them. And that's, so thanks for doing that.
So what did you say earlier? And of course I like hearing things that I agree with. That's a really good line. I would ask maybe just a general question, because that was really reflexive and very, very touching. Thank you. Just to ask a bit like about the whole framing of this project and stuff, like there's a whole, I'm sure you've heard too much about it by now, like all the different organizations who were involved and how they all came to, I don't know, sort of want to do something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Along those, of course, the River Project is how you came in, which is a whole other thing, and there's all these things we talked about last night. Anyway, so the whole thing's called the Anthropocene River.
Yeah.
So maybe just, I'm always interested, because it's, you know, the audience for this kind of interview might be somebody who's never even heard about the term and stuff.
Like, yeah.
What would an Anthropocene River be? And like, have you thought through that word or that framing or that idea?
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you think it is completely horseshit, or is it
something
you can get your head around?
Like this viewer that you, or reader that you are talking about, I had never heard of this idea the Anthropocene before I started on this river trip. And I still don't. I don't like that it's not very definable. And I know it's the river as it is now after being impacted by humans and how they relate to one another and how it will never be the same, and we're in a new geological era of the Anthropocene. And yes, I get that. But there's a point that's been brought up that the Anthropocene implies that it's everyone's fault, and it's not. And I think that I don't understand if Hakeyev and Max Planck are they proponents of the Anthropocene? Do they think that that's a good framework and idea? I don't really know where they stand on that, but I think it's not, and I don't like it. I don't think it's definable. I don't think it's accessible for regular people. I think it's an unnecessary term that is a bit divisive and doesn't mean that much.
What's divisive about it? That's interesting.
Well, I think it divides academics from normal people, and I think a lot of that's one of my growing pet peeves of academia being another level that normal everyday people can't reach. And I think Anthropocene is a word that creates that feeling, and an idea divisive in that not everyone created this problem, and I think that the Anthropocene blames every person that's ever been, and that's not an accurate depiction of the problem.
Audrey, you are a wonderful speaker.
Thank you.
Should be on the radio or something. The rhythm is amazing. You speak really beautifully.
Oh, thank you. Not Minnesotan. I appreciate
it.
It's
got a bit in there.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks so much for doing that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear this. Like, it's funny that we were talking about this. That's what freaked me out yesterday. Was like, I had that feeling about not being specific enough. Or like,
yeah.
That made it sound negative. Mm-hmm. But not feeling like I, some of the times, I also get lost in lots of little research projects and run around a bit too much. And mm-hmm. somehow it was really inspiring yesterday to see like people just like really honing shit.
Yeah.
And then you want to get to work, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what, just that, everything you've said to me, Audrey, has helped me reflect and understand what we've just been through as well and still in, because as much as we've been all slightly in turmoil about what comes out of this, like, what does it mean? Is this all just us standing around consternating theoretically? But in fact, a lot of this, what you've encountered is very practical, institutional, legal processes around, you know, the land trusts and... I don't know what else was very practical. Oh yeah, the Bill stuff with the
the Ho-Chunk Nation
stuff, and that's real.
Yeah,
it's real work that's happening.
Which is why it makes you made me a little depressed yesterday. Actually, I was kind of just feeling like I haven't done enough of that kind of stuff or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is funny how like even as much as we talk about them as academics, and I don't even know what we mean, but like they're not that bad.
Yeah.
Compared to people, like there are people who just study, like, I don't know, basket weaving poetry.
In yes.
1709 to 1902.
Yeah.
You know, they're actually pretty engaged. And the language is tough sometimes, but it's far more real than some academics.
Yeah. I agree.
Thank you.